How do you think those guys fit in, please?
All right, I guess I'll start. You know, actually, you know, we feel like we've added two good football players, first of all, John. So it's been a productive night. First, with Zach, we think he's an athletic, rangy linebacker who has cover skills, very productive in a big conference, of course, you know, good character guy. You know, highly decorated. He's a good football player. And then the second pick of the evening, young man out of Texas, again productive, adds balance to the offense. Is a powerful runner, good vision, good feet, good foot quickness. And so we like the addition, for our running game for both those guys. Both those guys are high character guys. Very impressed with our running back. We had our local pro day, and he came and worked out. And a lot of times, you know, some of the higher projected prospects shy away from the local workout, and one of the things that was impressive about that young man was that he came and he wanted to compete, and he got in the drills and he did a great job and showed us that he was ready and willing and excited to be a Houston Texan, and so we're excited that he is.
Bill, you
I'm sorry, I think Rick answered it, so go ahead. Yeah, Matt,
you've talked a number of times over your 3 years here about wanting to have toughness and attitude on both sides of the ball, and sort of what Rick was explaining about these two players. I mean, how do you think that they fit in with the tone and the edge that you hope this team has?
Right. Well, Zach Cunningham, you know, was a very productive tackler at Vanderbilt. I think he can really help us in a number of different ways. Starting out, I know he can help us on special teams. I think he'll be a core special teams player. And then I know that he can do several different things on defense. He can play in our base defense. He can play on third down. He's a versatile player, just like Rick said. And he's a tough kid. You know, are there things that he needs to work on? Certainly. You know, he's got to get bigger and stronger and things like that. But he's a rangy guy that is athletic and plays the game the right way. Deontay Foreman. You know, this guy, what stood out to me probably the most about this guy was, well, I'll say this, was him showing up to the local workout. That was a big thing because he was a top-rated back, and I've rarely seen that with local workouts that I've been involved with. And then he was an inside runner. He was a very productive inside runner that broke a lot of tackles for Texas this year. You know, he ran to the outside. He ran to the perimeter. They attacked the defense with him in different ways, but he was a productive first and second down tackle-to-tackle runner, and that was impressive to me.
Bill, you're second in the league in rushes in your 3 years to Seattle. Talk about why the running game is so important to you.
Well, I think it's just a matter of, you know, number one, being able to control the tempo of the game, you know, possess the football versus some of the teams we play. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons. I think all good teams, in my opinion, are measured by their ability to stop the run and also their ability to run the football. I think that's a big part of what we do. You know, we've done a great job of stopping the run on defense, and we've done a decent job of running the football. So that's part of our philosophy. It's not the only thing that we look at, but it's definitely part of what we believe in.
Bill, so far in the offseason, you've mentioned a couple of times about how you'd like to take some of the load off of Lamar Miller. Was that primarily why this was the move to make, because if he's an inside runner and the type of running back that Deontay is?
No, I don't think it was the primary reason. When we were ready to pick, Rick had it exactly the way it was. You know, he was the best player on the board. I mean, he was the guy that we had ranked the highest at that point in time, and Rick made the decision to go do it, and I was all for it. You know, he's a good football player. Very productive in college, but certainly there are other things that drafting him does for us, and one of them is hopefully for him to come in here, work hard, do a good job of learning our system, and be able to spell Lamar at times when Lamar needs that. You know, I don't think you know, it's a case where we overuse Lamar. I just think, you know, all running backs need a little bit of rest every now and then, and hopefully he'll be able to do that.
Rick, do you feel fortunate to be able to get a 2,000-yard rusher and the Doak Walker Award winner in the third round? I mean, it seems kind of like a steal.
Well, I don't know that I would characterize it as a steal, but I agree with your assessment. And like Bill said, he was the highest guy still rated on our board. And he was, you know, I do a little bit of a wish list, you know, guys that I just would love to have on our football team. And he's one of those guys that would start, that was on that list because, you know, we just very, you know, obviously you watch him here, it's close, and you see. And I joked with him in Indy at our interview, and I said, hey, that might have been the quietest 2,000 yards I've ever seen. And his response was, well, I did win the Doak Walker Award, so it wasn't too quiet. So he's a good young man, and we're excited to have him as a part of our organization.
Did you like that you were able to focus and take the top-rated guy as opposed to feeling any pressure to take for need, you know, in the second and third round?
Well, we had multiple, you know, options at the pick, and we had guys that were valued in that area. So it wasn't like we were struggling to find, you know, players that we felt good about at the spot. He happened to be the highest rated guy on the board. So it's just fortunate when you can get a guy, especially when you have him valued, you know, a little bit more than where you took him.
And you see Cunningham, Bill, playing inside or outside, or do you guys not know yet because you haven't really been able to meet with him?
No, I think he can. He's a versatile guy that can do both. I'm not sure where we'll start him right now. We'll talk about that, you know, over the next few days here. But I'm saying start him out in our defense. But I know one thing: he's gonna start out helping us on special teams right away. And then I think, you know, wherever he plays on defense, we play so many different packages. I do think he can play outside, and as an outside linebacker, and I think he can play some inside too. So I, you know, we'll see how it goes from there. What? No question. I think versatility when you get down to, you know, a 90 man roster to 75 to 53, and then having to decide who to bring to games. I mean, we're a long way from that, but versatility is a very big key for us.
For Bill or Rick, with Foreman. You know, he had a high workload last year, but it's kind of skewed because he really didn't carry the ball much for that. Is it a positive for you guys that y'all are getting a back that really didn't have much work, bring him in the NFL with less tread on him? Does that help you out and get you to the point where y'all think y'all can extend him out for longer? Because it's a tough job to do running back in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I think he's a healthy guy. I mean, when he was here, he showed up. He's big and fast, and he was in good shape. And you know, I don't know about the tread and all those different things. I think we look at the production. We learn about the young man, and you know, obviously he's a great guy. And but certainly, you know, one of the things that we looked at was his ability to you know, run inside, his ability to be a first and second down back for us, and you know, he's healthy.
This isn't about the picks tonight, but as far as the offensive line is concerned, obviously the injury to Derek Newton was a really severe one. And at this point, you know, I know you guys are, you know, in the second round, third round, you can only control so much when it comes to who could fall to you. But as far as addressing the right tackle position on the offensive line, is Derek someone that you expect to be back next season? And is this something that you're looking to address day three of the draft?
Well, without revealing any kind of strategy of what we're looking for, you know, I would tell you that in with respect to Derek's injury, you know, he's rehabbing, you know, and it's a big injury that he faced, and he's attacking it with, I think, you know, as much vigor as you would expect that he would, and we've got a lot of confidence that he can come back from that. So, you know, that's about what I would tell you there. And as it relates to the offensive line group, you know, we've talked about this a lot with respect to the draft, and specifically what we're talking about tonight is the draft. And so what I would tell you about that is we're going to take them as they come, you know. And so we have not been in a position at this point up till tonight, last night and tonight, to take an offensive lineman that we felt good about at the value where we were picking. And so if there's an opportunity to do that tomorrow night, we'll do it. And that's the same with any position. So we'll continue to stay true to our board and hopefully continue to add good players to our team.